Hello and welcome to the Minimalist Tech Podcast. Today we are outside of the podcast space, so hopefully the audio quality is okay. Today we are going to talk about limits, creating limits for yourself. So I'm calling this episode Limit Yourself. And the reason that I'm saying this is because a lot of folks, including myself, were sort of raised in the idea that you could do anything, you can be anything. And although that's like sort of encouraging in many ways, it's also a potential recipe for disaster. When you believe that you can have everything, that's just ridiculous. It's actually like a ridiculous concept. No one has everything. You know, if you're someone who's like a low-income individual or you grew up low-income, then you might think that higher-income individuals or rich people have it all, because you look at maybe some of the material possessions that they might have that you don't. But really, once you dig into their lives more closely, you realize that they have their own set of challenges and limits and hardships. And a lot of people, given the opportunity, once they really are aware of what's required in order to have that sort of different lifestyle that maybe they previously have envied or currently envy, they would not trade places. You know, I remember one of my customers when I was doing business consulting, which I'm still doing to some capacity, but differently than before, because I've went into building a SaaS application and instead to put my consulting experience into a piece of software that I'm currently launching and very excited about. And, you know, it's also terrifying. But so I remember dealing with a particular customer, and this person is like a multimillionaire. And I found out recently, basically the businesses that they owned were making a lot of money, like a lot. and when I say that in a way, like, that's all relative, right? I mean, to a billionaire, they would say it's nothing. But to someone who's making average income, they would say, oh my God, that's like a ton, you know? So most people would say like, oh man, I wish, you know, they have such a nice car, they have such a nice house, they have all these businesses, like, I'm so, you know, I want that. But the reality was that this person had, I'm trying to be vague as possible, but so this person had their primary business. And upstairs, so they owned the building, and so it was a two-story building. Actually, sorry, three-story building. And the first story was the business, and the second story was like an office space. And, you know, were a few individuals that worked on sort of the back-end administrative side of the business. And then on the third floor, there was this like absolutely gorgeous, beautiful apartment, like, you know, magazine quality, just amazing apartment. And so most people would go, like, they would look at this apartment. I say apartment, but it's like they, you know, they owned it, whatever. Most people would look at that and go like, oh, I would love to have this. I would love, you know, this is so amazing, yada, yada, yada. But when you look at the reality of, like, the reason that there's an apartment up there is because the person needs to be available to the business at all times. Like, they're tethered to the business in a way that's like, that they cannot escape. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with this lifestyle, you know, it's a lifestyle decision that this person chose, and it affords them a certain things. And, you know, and I think that also they really enjoy the work, which is a beautiful thing. You know, that's the thing, is like, there's a difference between perception and reality. And even if you were, have, you know, very high income, there's also a very high chance that you're going to be working all the time. You're going to be available to your business in such a way that most people would not, would, you know, absolutely not want. It's something that's like, you know, there's a lot of people I don't think that could handle it, to be honest, because they would have no desire to want to do that. They would feel trapped. I think a lot of people would feel very trapped in that situation. Whereas, you know, other people, if you enjoy the work and you enjoy the process, then it's okay. There's nothing, I want to be clear. It's like, it's not digging against this person. It's just saying that it's an example of even when you have things, there's still limits, right? There's always going to be limits. And I think it's better to place limits on yourself consciously in advance, other than having limits placed on you by life and by, you know, age and circumstance. So what I mean is, if this idea that you want to do, you know, the world's your oyster, you want to do whatever you want to do, like you want to do all these things, you're interested in everything, and you know, it's kind of like that internet mentality of, like, in the Bo Burnham sense of, you know, that the internet is everything all of the time. If you have not watched that documentary, last Bo Burnham documentary, I would recommend it. I'm not a Netflix person, but I subscribed just to watch that documentary and then canceled my membership. I say documentary, it's a comedy special. Not sure what it's called, but you can just watch he has a video, music video called, like, The Internet, or Welcome to the Internet, I think it's called. And, you know, there is a big difference between broad experience and depth of experience. And I'm someone who has been interested in everything and gone down all sorts of avenues and just sort of, like, said yes to opportunities in this sort of yes man sort of philosophy. Like, there was a movie that Jim Carrey made called The Yes Man. And it was like, he came across this cult that was basically like telling people to say yes to everything. And that if you do that, you'll find out that all this amazing experience and your life is going to be great. And in reality, that's terrible advice. It's the worst. Steve Jobs said that, he talked a lot about focus. And so he said, you know, focus, I'm paraphrasing, focus is about saying no. It's not about saying yes, it's about saying no. And I think that I understood that to a point, but I think I would explain it differently. I would say that you need to guard yourself and place limits in your environment to allow you to focus more on the things that are important to you. And you need to pre-decide what those things are. And you need to understand that there's going to be, like, the reason that people get overwhelmed is because they tend to, when they're interested in, like, a new thing, they tend to underestimate, or they have whatever goals that they have, they tend to underestimate the depth of experience required, not just required, but the depth of, how do I say this? Depth of experience, the depth, just the depth of any given topic. Like, you know, I started, for example, getting into leather work. I picked this up, and I've been doing some experimental live streams on YouTube. So where I'll just, like, put up a camera, start to do some leather work. And I think it saves to my channel, so if you feel like looking it up, but, you know, right now it's just an experiment, so the audio quality is terrible. And, you know, I think there's, like, no interaction, so it is what it is, but if you want to check that out, and I'm you know, is a way to sort of potentially have more interaction. I'm trying to get establish more interaction, whereas the podcast form is very much like a one-way experience. So anyways, my point is that I don't know, a year and a half ago, I don't remember the exact time frame, I started getting into, I decided I want to make a leather wallet. And it's like, the more that I get into it, the more I realize that I don't know. And the more I realize, like, how much is required in order to really get to that point of, like, you know, I don't like the word perfection, but, like, the, you know, this point of, like, I'm trying to make the perfect wallet, right? So, but it's an incredible depth of tools, of history, knowledge, you know, I mean, it's like just the education required alone for each little step of the process is intense. And it's really, but it, you know, it could be anything. I'm just using leatherwork as an example. Right? Let's say you use a piece of software for whatever reason. Like, you know, there's like how many people that use some software to do something? How many of them really know all of the options that are available in that software and how each of those things work and why? Like, most people are skimming the surface. So if you're constantly like skimming the surface of life, right, there is a danger of not having the depth of experience that is there. And the reason I'm saying this is because you need that depth in order to, or at least, you know, speaking for myself, whatever, but that depth is required or is necessary in order to execute successfully on whatever you're doing. And you can't execute successfully if you have too many things going on, if you have too many perceived options. Like, we don't have to talk about leather, we talk about relationships, you know, dating, marriage, whatever. Like, people underestimate the level of work required to make something successful. So if you're constantly, like, you have this environment that's built up around you, it's telling you that you have a million options and that you have, you know, infinite choices. And if something becomes a hardship, then you can just bail out and go in a different direction. And grass is always greener. And, you know, there's always an opportunity to change and do something else. Like, well, no, like, we ultimately have a limit in life. And we don't know when that limit is going to be up. But we know, we have a, you know, a general idea given the best case scenario of how many years. And if you are honest with yourself about that time frame, then you have to, you know, and if there's something specific, anything that you want to accomplish, you need to actually really focus down and limit yourself and limit any distraction that's not serving those goals. Because, you know, if all of the things, if you only accomplish five things, and if you're realistic about the depth required and time required to truly execute on those five things, like, you may, most people don't really think about the things to begin with, and you can easily overestimate yourself. Maybe you only have time to execute on three of those things. Maybe you have only time to really execute on two or one, you know? So this is why, like, I constantly am limiting my access to information, because I know that if I see something like, you know, this new shiny thing, or I've learned, you know, after for a long time, like, that it doesn't make sense to necessarily go to the new thing, to the new product, to the new version of the software, or even this new interesting thing. Because all of these things are, you know, can be fun to learn or whatever, but to execute, requires, it just, I really believe, like, people truly, truly, truly grossly underestimate, like, grossly, grossly underestimate the time required to execute properly on anything. Relationship, business goals, hobbies, whatever. So you kind of have to, for me, over time, I've recognized that. Like, something can seem easy, like, oh, I'm just going to make a leather wallet, right? How hard could it be? You know, you start out with this ignorance about things. But if you recognize that whatever the thing is that you're ignorant about, always assume that it's going to require 300 times the effort and time and energy and commitment that you think it's going to. Because that's probably still underestimating it. So, but that at least will give you a chance to evaluate from the beginning whether you're even going to move in that direction or not. Because it's better to evaluate and go, you know, wow, that's really cool. That would be really interesting to learn. But I have these other goals that I'm trying to achieve, or that I'm focused on achieving. And so I'm just going to focus on the things that I'm focused on more, right? That's the difference. Because what I learned, and just to talk about the leather work as an example, you can go, okay, well, let's say the nicest designer wallet, you know, that's like what I want and that I really appreciate, and it's great quality and yada, yada, yada. Let's just say, like, let's say it costs, I don't know, $1,000. I'm just making this up completely randomly. But let's say there was a $1,000 wallet, right? And then you can go, okay, well, I'm going to make one because I think I can make it one that's just as nice and yada, yada. I'll save myself some money or whatever, right? You'll end up spending not just the money that you would have, like, it basically, what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, once you really execute on that, on doing it yourself, you're going to end up spending more money than you would have spent if you went and just bought a really nice designer wallet. And you're also, like, the amount of time that it requires for that commitment, like, could be used to focus on one of the other things. And I'm not saying, like, don't go and make wallets. Like, if that's one of your important things that you want to do, great. But be honest with yourself about it, because you can't do it all. And that idea that you can do it all is such a ridiculously terrible idea. Anybody who tells you that, it's like the equivalent of, it's like something you tell children, basically. You know, because you just, but if you're an adult, then, you know, it's, I think that a lot of adults are walking around with, like, stories that they were told as children that they've taken on as a belief system of, like, an underlying belief that, of how easy or difficult things may be or what they can and cannot achieve, when really it was just adults trying to overly simplify something, some concept, to a child's mind. So you have to challenge those things of, like, is that really the truth? And I don't know, you know, there, I know, for example, that I'm just speaking for myself. I grew up and went to, I'm not even going to say which one, but it's like I went to, like, a religious place, right, on a regular basis. And then there was a children's, like, school that you would go to, right? It was like a once in a week thing kind of thing. And they would explain, so there was, like, stories that would tell you about the religious book, but it was very much overly simplified, again, towards a child's mind. So if what they're doing is they're taking a book, oversimplifying it, and giving that information to a child, as you grow up, like I'm just talking for myself, as I grow up, if I never choose to read the original text, you can end up with a really warped perspective on what the truth is, at least about that text, whether or not you're going to believe it or not, right? Whether that's not an important part of your life or not. Because it's very different. It can paint a really inaccurate picture. And I think that's where we're at, where it's like people are walking around a lot of times with these children's stories in their mind from movies and, you know, what I just discussed. And it gives them a warped sense of reality that's based on these ideas of, you know, that this sort of limitlessness. And funny enough, like, one of my favorite movies is a movie called Limitless. And it's Bradley Cooper, I think, is the actor's name. There's two movies that I really like of his. And the other one is where he's a chef. There's two of the movies that I'll watch, like, multiple times. Can't remember the name of that movie right now. The second one. Burnt is the name of the second one. But this limitless concept, like, spoiler alerts-ish. I'm not going to get too spoilery. It doesn't talk about the end of the movie, but essentially, like, he takes this pill that allows him to access all of his brain, right? Which is, like, most people are supposedly not able to do. But even concepts like that, that concept is not true. Because people just go, oh, well, you only access a certain part of your brain. So if you could only access all of your brain, you would be so smart and yada, yada, yada. It's like, no, you actually only access the parts of your brain that are relevant to the activities that you're currently engaged in. It would be stupid to access 100% of your brain 100% of the time. That's not, you know, even that. It's like, it would result in a complete lack of focus. Like, you would go insane. It doesn't make any sense. You know, we do use all of our brain. We just use the parts that we need when we're doing activities that we need. So again, like, there's all these little concepts that like we just kind of been like told over time. Maybe we saw it in a movie or we saw it when we were a kid. But if you challenge it, it's like complete nonsense. But anyways, even with this movie, the Limitless movie, where he's supposed to be accessing his limitless potential, the first thing he does, and this is why I love this movie so much, the first thing he does is he does his dishes, he cleans his room, he gets rid of clutter, he organizes his space, right? And then it's just simple, logical things. He goes and he throws out his crappy clothes and he gets nicer clothes. He starts to exercise. Like, these are, they're not crazy things, right? So what I'm proposing to myself, because this is always, you know, entertainment, take it how you want it. Challenge this idea that you can have it all, and instead focus on the things that you want to accomplish. Get realistic about what they require. And I don't love that word realistic, but get honest with yourself about what it requires. Do research into what it requires to achieve these things. And get a better idea of the reality of it, and then evaluate whether or not it's a thing that's important to you or not. Right? Like, you have to... For me, it's important. This is why I love having an older style computer that I use at home. And I use software that I'm not going to upgrade, that's older software, because it allows me to really get into the depth of that software. And I end up learning way more than if I just upgraded to the easier to use thing that's current. Because again, I would just be getting that short depth of experience. And I will only ever upgrade until I absolutely understand exactly why, or I hit some limit that's absolutely necessary, and you know, that's a long ways away. So really consider, you know, things are going to take longer than you think they are. They're going to require more energy effort than you think they are. You know, just like starting a business. I mean, there's a story, but like, well, it's, you know, it takes 3 years to be profitable for the business to be profitable. Now I heard recently it's like 3 to 5 years, but realistically it could take you 10 years. You know, are you prepared for that? Like, are you prepared for that reality and what that's going to require? And then do you have time to achieve any of your other goals at that time? So limits, use screen time has great limits. Limit your access to information. Limit the amount of apps that you use. Limit the amount of websites that you visit. Limit the amount of activities that you engage in. And then, you know, for me, again, all entertainment, you don't have to take this, any of this. None of this is true advice. But it'll create a much more intentional life where you can actually achieve some of the things you do. Because what's going to happen is like you could easily not achieve any of the things. You could have a very surfacey level experience in life. And then you wake up and like you had all these kind of ideas of like, oh, you wanted to do all this stuff. And then the reality is like, well, you didn't really do much of it all, you know, much of it at all. And the things that you did were surfacey. So yeah, you know, I just think like if I've heard some videos recently on YouTube about people like wanting to really focus more on like trade schools or trade skills in education, for example. I don't disagree with that, but it's just about focusing on something early on, so that you can work on that depth of experience. That's what it's all about. So hopefully this was interesting to you. Here we have a holiday weekend. So there's a holiday tomorrow. And I hope all of you have a great day. Whenever you're listening to this, day, night. Appreciate you listening. If you do enjoy this, I do always say I do appreciate leaving a positive review, particularly on the iTunes podcast app. You know, I think I've only had a few reviews since starting this. So if you do enjoy it, if you are a listener, if you get some value out of this, please let me know. Give me a positive review. I really do appreciate that. If you're interested, again, I've put up I have a YouTube channel. It's called Minimalist Tech. I have not posted a lot of videos in many years. So, but I have a couple lately for the leather work. And so, it's not very concise or interesting. The audio quality is bad. It'll take me a while to get sort of a system in place that's reasonable, but potentially it's a place where we can interact in real time. So if I'm live streaming, you can ask questions, we can talk about minimalism and stuff like that. So we'll see. Again, evaluation period to see if this is something that I'm going to incorporate or not, right? So we'll see. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great one.